Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What about sunrise? What about rain?
What about it?
Yep.
What about all the things that you said were yours to gain?
Mm-hmm.
Gain.
Mm-hmm.
What about killing fields? What does that mean? Is that a phrase that I've never known?
To kill
a field?
The killing fields.
What is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a time?
Is there time for killing fields?
Yeah.
Right.
What about all the things that you said were yours and mine?
Who's you?
All the things that you said were yours and mine, that's like the joint cupboard. Salt, pepper, vinegar.
Oh.
Maybe not balsamic vinegar.
Right.
Butter, depends on your household. For me, butter's mine.
So this...
I resent my housemates. You know what? And I know one of them's nicking it.
Right.
Anyway, let's carry on.
So this song is about a guy confronting his flatmates. But he's just invoking nature to add gravity to the situation. Right, okay, got you.
What about flowering fields? Is that a phrase again?
No,
Michael just... Does he know all these phrases? I don't know. Flowering fields, killing fields.
I think he has his own lexicon.
Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war?
Right. It's a bit sanctimonious, isn't it, Michael? I mean, it would culminate in him taking... this song to the Brits and posing as Christ on a mount as people of all ethnicities, colours and creeds came to hug him.
What happens in the studio when you've got the lyric? Hey, I'm working on this lyric. It's
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Well,
did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war?
Right.
Do you wanna, what do you mean? Just the kids that died?
Right on, Michael.
Cool.
Right on.
That's when you know you're a success, when no one fucks with you in the lyric booth.
Yeah, yeah.
When no one goes, sorry, can you just wind that back? Did you just say, did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Yeah.
Fair point.
I used to dream. I used to glance beyond the stars.
They didn't, Michael.
I quite like that bit. That's a bit Aladdin-y.
Yeah.
Now I don't know where we are. Although I know we've drifted far.
Oh.
Huh. That's a key change there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It takes him a while, doesn't it? So, do you remember the video?
Mate, look, there's four more verses.
Oh, Jesus. Do you remember the video where there was loads of, like, dead antelope?
Yeah,
and zebras?
He was hanging from two trees.
Yeah, yeah. But before, like, a big storm comes, doesn't it? And time reverses,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of precipitates it, and, like, all these dead elephants with their tusks missing grow tusks again and stand up and go, oh, fuck, what's going on? What's going on? That was a bit
Which
full
means
on.
There's someone in an editing suite somewhere in LA who has the memory of having to find footage of dying animals so he could put it on rewind.
Yeah, yeah.
It got me looking at some Michael Jackson lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It got me looking at Michael Jackson lyrics on the whole, because he's one of those lyrics that, like, he's one of those singers that when his song comes on, like, you know when it's Friday and you're in the club?
No.
And
bing, that hasn't happened to me for 10 years, but go on.
What?
Do you know when you're Friday and in the club?
Yeah, you know, it's Friday, you're out with your friends looking
You're in
for
Wetherspoons.
Some, you know, just the club, you're out in the club sipping on some
gin and juice.
You're
yeah.
just out being young and free. You got a shirt on,
yeah,
two buttons undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Two buttons undone, cut like sleeves rolled up.
You're wearing pink.
Free shots on entry.
You're kind of wearing pink because you're a guy, but it's kind of an inverting the kind of
you know
gender
the bouncer.
Assumptions.
You know the bouncer.
You know the bouncer.
So he's like, all right, Dave, come straight. And you just cut in front of the queue and you're like, there with me.
Yeah.
And you take your friends and you,
mm-hmm.
and you go into the club and you think, yeah, kind of fancy a boogie. And then some Michael Jackson comes on and everyone loses their mind.
Yeah.
And no one knows the words to any Michael Jackson song apart from the chorus, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Shut up. And what is that lyric there?
I don't know. Well, which one?
Don't stop till you get enough.
What is it? Till you get enough.
Shut up. Maybe not. Don't stop till you get enough. No one knows the words.
No.
Keep on with the force, don't stop. That's the lyric.
I like that.
Keep That's on good. With the force, don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
Right.
See? Mm-hmm. What's the other one? Wanna be starting something. You know that one?
No, yes, I know the tune.
And I didn't know it had this lyric in it. I took my baby to the doctor with a fever, but nothing he found. By the time this hit the street, they said she had a breakdown. That sounds serious.
Right.
But then he covers it up by going, ah, you're a vegetable. Which, you know, I'm pretty sure that's not what he says, but it sounds a lot like
sounds
he's
like
saying,
you're a vegetable.
You're a vegetable. Wow. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you say what you want about Michael Jackson.
People do. But God, you know, Lord knows.
He knew how to write a chorus. He seems to me like one of those lyricists that he'd make noises in the studio that sounded good and then try and put words to it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in Bad.
Right.
I didn't know the opening line is, your butt is mine.
Your butt is mine.
Your butt is mine.
Right.
I kind of like that about Michael Jackson, that his sweet, like, in his sweet-natured sort of self, he wanted to write, like, two badass songs.
Mm.
Like, I want to write a song that shows that, you know, that I'm mean and, like, you know, like, I can fight. What are they called? Beat It.
Yeah.
And Bad.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Bad.
I'm bad, you know.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Fuck off, Michael. Can you imagine him just hanging around the street corner trying to persuade people?
So, you know, Black or White? How does that one go?
Do I? Oh.
You know that one?
I don't know the lyrics.
I took my baby on a Saturday bang. That's the opening line.
Right.
I took my baby on a Saturday bang.
Right.
What the fuck? We're all the same. I am tired of this devil. I am tired of this stuff.
Mm.
Like, he could have put anything there.
He wants to rhyme it with enough, doesn't he?
Stuff. Stuff.
There's an enough.
I think it's on rough. The horizon. I think it's rough.
Oh, really? Rough.
Yeah. I ain't tired of this business. So when the going gets rough, I ain't scared of your brother. I ain't scared of your sheets.
Oh, Klan.
KKK.
Yeah, Klansmans.
He didn't need to be scared at that point because he was full on white.
Right.
By that point.
He could have infiltrated the Klan. brought it down from within.
I ain't scared of nobody.
He could be the Donnie Brasco of the racial world.
Girl, when the going gets mean. Protection. For gangs, clubs and nations. Causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. Awesome. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races.
No, it's not about
just
that.
Places, faces.
Faces.
Where your blood comes from is where your space is.
Spaces.
I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not going to spend my life being a colour.
Bullshit, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Do you know that Michael Jackson, when he wrote that, the producer of the song, who was just some like pop producer, he did the rap.
Really?
Right, he did the rap and they were like, oh, we'll get
a guy.
I think they were going to try and get Chuck D from Public Enemy to come in and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't do it. And Michael Jackson was like, you know what? I really like your rap, so keep it in there.
Right.
Hey, I'm Michael.
And also, I want all the money for myself.
Yeah. So he let the guy keep his rap in, and then he gave himself a rap name.
Oh, no
way. And then when the record came out, people started trying to book this rapper for gigs. And he wasn't a rapper. It was just some white guy.
Oh, no.
Who just was imitating that voice.
Yeah, that voice, yeah. Like,
not going to spend my life being a
cop. So he was basically just doing a generalised like facsimile of what a rap voice was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of, when you boil it down, a bit broad and insulting. And, wow.
Did you know that Michael Jackson couldn't look at a picture of Charlie Chaplin without fainting?
No, I didn't, because that's clearly bullshit.
It's true. That's true. That's 100% true.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, though?
He couldn't look at a picture of his hero because he thought that they were the same person. He thought that he was so intertwined with his obsession with Charlie Chaplin.
Right.
That he thought that they were this one and the same person.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going up at the end of my sentences, he thought that they were the same person.
Yeah.
And if you showed him a picture of Charlie Chaplin, he'd faint. Which I don't know why people didn't just go to gigs and hold up giant pictures of Charlie Chaplin.
See if it works.
See if it works.
Yeah. Or if you're trying to nick his wallet, just show him some Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Take his wallet.
Or if you're Michael Jackson and you want to get out of an awkward social situation, you just make up that lie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just I really don't want to go to that meet and greet tonight. Just put a Charlie Chaplin picture in there, and we'll just tell everyone that I faint when I see a picture of Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we go back to the? Should we go back to my Disneyland ranch?
The ranch.
Some cotton candy.
I've written a song about conservation, but the carbon footprint of my ranch is monstrous.
Yeah, that is pretty funny, isn't it? And he had a pet monkey.
Did he?
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Remember Bubbles?
Yeah, I remember something about him. How is that ranch, Neverland Ranch, still there?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I think, I assume it's still there. Yeah.
Is it like operational? Or is it just like...
My guess would be that it's not. And it's been sold. And that someone's just sort of conserving it.
Oh, is it mothballed it and is keeping it as a thing?
Yeah, because then they can eventually, once all the heat dies down,
yeah,
you know, when the about the death and stuff,
right,
they can reopen it.
Oh.
Have an actual theme park. Come in. This is where Michael Jackson did things that were totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry, let's carry on with the show.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 10th of May in the year 2017.
Right.
How you guys doing? Happy spring. Congratulations to France.
Yeah.
Or France, as they call it.
Yes.
That's how they say it out there.
France.
And congratulations on electing Macron each.
Macron. But momentarily checking the forward march of fascism worldwide. Well done.
Isn't it crazy that a third of the country still voted for that Le Pen?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is that more than what her dad got?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
A third.
She's a charming woman.
35% of France voted for fascism, essentially.
Basically, yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
That's got to be weird for Macron, waking up today, like, probably having never spoken to Donald Trump, and then he's just getting a tweet from him.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
What do you tweet?
Congratulations! I look forward to working great things with this French guy. Mm. We're gonna have a baguette.
Right.
I'm going to go up the Eiffel Tower with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got garlic, the best garlic. Yeah.
It's not the Eiffel Tower, it's the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
It's full of ire, and he gets on top of the tower.
We're going to talk about Syria, okay, people?
He thinks he can order a strike from the top of it.
LeBeuf, that's what they call a beefsteak there, like red meat, LeBeuf. Yeah. Garlic bread.
Macron is like the inverse of Trump, because Macron is with a woman 20 years older than him.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, she used to be his drama teacher.
That is so hot.
Yeah.
You're kidding?
No, it's true. It's true. So, and obviously Trump is aged and with someone half his age. So he's kind of the, and also politically they're kind of the inverse of each other.
Are you kidding? Macron's wife
is... it's like 20 years older. Like people would made a big deal about it. And it was really kind of, it was one of those bones of contention with people where they were like, well, why are you bringing it up? It's irrelevant.
Well, hang on a minute. Okay, firstly, yes, it's irrelevant. Totally.
Yeah.
Secondly, how old was he when they met?
I think she taught him. So yes, he was like 16, 17.
Yeah, then it's a little bit fucked up,
then
right?
It blossomed.
At that age, or did he go away travelling to find himself?
I don't know.
And then he comes back.
Maybe there was a little gap, maybe. I get the impression there was a little gap.
I mean, is there any greater story in life than... Let's just bullet point his life.
Right.
Sleeps with drama teacher.
Yeah.
Right? Then marries a beautiful older French woman.
Yes.
And then becomes president
of
the country.
Yeah.
And becomes president by being, so far, quite virtuous.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good story right there.
Yeah.
God bless the French.
God bless him.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the Excitable Boy Podcast. It's time for the letters section. Every week you can write into the show, ebp@excitableboypodcast.co.uk, any problem you might be having. And we will answer your problems and help you out.
Yeah.
We're here to help. Come in, sit down. Sure, put that Afghan on. I mean, it's kind of decorative, but if you're feeling like you want to share and you want to wrap yourself up, put it on.
No judgment. You're in a safe place.
Yeah, come in. Have some Twiglets. My charcuterie.
Have a cold charcuterie collation. Have a charcuterie and a bit of cheese and some nibbles.
Charcuterie is a good word, isn't it?
Feels good.
It's a weird thing to say in a restaurant.
Why?
Hey, should we get a charcuterie? I think the only response to that is, shut up, dickhead.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I think you...
It's a kind of word that's like, should we get a charcuterie? Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
You eat your fancy words.
Yeah.
They're weird, aren't they? Little things.
With little gherkins.
What's the translation of charcuterie?
Meats.
Hang on a minute.
Ah, that would be meats.
Charcuterie...
Charcuterie is a plate. Is a butcher, isn't it?
Translation.
Is it butchers in French?
Delicatessen.
Oh, delicatessen. There we go.
Well, that makes sense.
Right.
Should we get a deli board? Doesn't sound as nice, does it?
No.
Should we get a deli board? And they've got little gherkins on them.
Right.
Mini gherkins. Mm-hmm. Mini pickled onions. Depending on the pub, spoonful of Branston pickle.
Yeah.
Just some cheese. Some crackers. And then here's the curveball. Why? What the fuck are grapes doing on there?
Just, you know, freshen up, cleanse the palate.
What's going on with it? Well, some grapes.
Whack a grape in there.
What else? Oh, some salami.
Chorizo.
Huh?
Bit of chorizo.
Chorizo May.
Bit of chorizo.
Anyway, let's see the letters.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can write to the show. Maybe any problem you might be having. It might be a work-related problem, like...
You work in high finance with a guy called Colin, and you get on together, you're really good together, you collaborate well. You've actually managed to make more this quarter than any of the other previous quarters, and you're forecasted for more money. But the other day, he went to the same gym as you, and you're in the gym, but you ignored each other, you let each other get on with the workouts. But you noticed that he wasn't following the correct etiquette in the gym. He kept leaving his sweat all over the place. His etiquette was bad. He sweated and then he didn't replace the weights when he used them. He jogged and kept grunting a lot and put off a lot of people who were exercising next to him. And then he pissed in the shower when he got changed and he pissed in the shower openly. He wasn't even that subtle about it. And so you feel that you want to have a word with him. It's not gonna work with Colin. So you go, listen, Colin, you know when we were at the gym, I saw you doing all these things, everyone was getting upset.
Hey, and people, what are you talking about?
Well, people were coming up to me and going, do you know that man?
Mate, you look at your posture when you're squatting, it's shocking. Sorry, what are you telling me?
Well, there's no need for that, Colin. I'm just trying to give you a heads up because they're not going to let you back in the gym if you piss in the shower. I saw you piss in
Listen,
the shower.
Listen, I like to blow dry my ass crack when I'm in the changing room because it stops my piles.
So you slap Colin in the face. And he gets a bit angry with you.
Colin keeps spoiling the gym for you. Colin keeps spoiling the gym for you. Colin keeps spoiling the gym for you. Colin keeps spoiling the gym for you.
For you.
Maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
You go out with a girl called Julie.
Julie.
And every now and again you use her computer.
You're using a laptop.
But the other week you opened a file you shouldn't, and it had lots of poetry in there, and it was really bad. It didn't scan and didn't rhyme really. It was really sad.
She was writing in free verse, writing in free verse, writing in free verse, writing in free verse. A lot like Morrissey, and that is potentially and questionably quite lazy.
Kinda lazy, you think anyway? Eventually you have to confess to her that you read her poetry. And she goes, great, what do you think? And you lie, and you go, I really liked it. I like the one you did about the tree. I liked how you described the tree in literal terms and never used any metaphors or any figurative language, and it was in free verse. Some people find that quite lazy, but I don't find that lazy at all. I think it's quite brave. Even though you're not a rarity, it's still quite brave now because people give it a bad rap.
I like the poem called Why with a question mark at the end.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write a poem called Why with a question mark at the end?
At the end.
How'd you come up with the title Why with a question mark at the end? And I like the way every line ended with the word why with a question mark at the end.
And don't get me started on that poem about North Korea.
I like how you said it must be hard to have a career as a courier in Korea.
That was also very impressive. And she goes, oh, well, there's an open mic poetry night. Do you want to come along? And you're like, God, yes, okay, I'll come. Yes, why not? And he goes, invite your mates. I'll set up a Facebook group. We can all go together. It was like,
oh my God, it's so nice to have this like vote of confidence. Vote of confidence in my poetry. It was just something that I was doing on the side. It was just something that now I think that I could probably make a living out of it. What do you think of this trilby hat to wear while I'm doing poetry?
And so you go to the local beatnik hangout.
They're serving soup and rolls. I actually did a gig once where the payment was soup and rolls. Right? Okay. I did a gig at a beatnik poet thing.
Right.
And they were like, well, there's no money, but you get free drink and soup and rolls. And at that point, I wanted soup and rolls.
Right.
And I will say this, surprisingly, amazing gig, because all the homeless people in the area showed up.
Right.
And all wanted soup and rolls. Played to a full room. They were dismissive. They didn't care.
They're there for the soup and rolls.
They were there for the soup and rolls. Yeah.
But that's
not. Weren't there for the rock and rolls.
No, no.
Continue.
And she gets up in front of everybody as they're eating their soup and rolls, and she does her poem about the dog. The dog is called Dog. You're such a dog. Bark, bark, you're such a dog. Now you're dead. And no one claps, no one cheers, no one clicks, everyone's confused. She looks at you for encouragement, but you can't meet her eyes. She breaks up with you literally 2 minutes later, and you feel a bit depressed and regretful, but right into the show, get some advice to win her back.
There you go.
Maybe it's a sexual
problem. God, that was long.
That was a long one. That was a long one. Maybe it's a sexual problem, like...
Oh.
You vape during sex.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing.
Okay. Dear EBP, this is a genuine problem.
Okay.
10 years ago, I was involved in a terrible football accident where I ruptured an ACL. And for anyone listening who doesn't know sports, ACL stands for automatic collision ligament.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it stands
anterior
for?
Anterior cruciate ligament.
Anterior, I got one of the letters right.
You did.
I got 33% right.
You did.
Much like the French fascist vote.
Yeah. So you Le Pen'd it.
Yeah. Since surgery, where they shaved my hamstring to reconstruct the ligaments in my knee,
mm-hmm.
I've been experiencing lower back pain, so I've taken up Pilates.
Great.
I enjoy it. It makes me feel good, but I struggle to make it through a session. Sessions are generally 8 or 9 people without farting.
Oh.
It's not the smell. It's the sound. I've been caught twice now. It's embarrassing and it's making me rethink whether I should participate. What you reckon?
Well, you need to find a way of... You can do it silently, surely?
It's hard to slip out. I mean, okay, firstly, London is one of the greatest cities on earth.
Right.
Because you can kind of get away with farting quite a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The tube announcement, ding dong ding, you know, you can just sort of slide, if you pick the right moment.
You fart on the tube.
On the escalator. Mate, double decker bus goes by, that's a good time to fart.
Right.
You know? When I flush the toilet, I've got that nailed. If I'm in a situation where I shouldn't fart, when you flush the toilet, that's a good time to slide it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Awful.
But in a Pilates class, when there's like, you know, soft plinky plonky music, what are those things called that in the wind?
Wind chimes.
Yeah, that the fucking
xylophone.
Yeah.
What I would do is you're in the Pilates, right, class, and you just fake a little injury, like there's a twinge in your neck, and everyone's like, oh God, are you alright? And it's like, no, it's just my neck. And stand up, walk to the back of class, walk up and down, just crop dust to the back of the class, and then just come back. And that's what you got to do. Like, you got to fake an injury and just make sure you can, as long as you're not, you know what I mean, just find a corner of the room.
I would maybe say, is this not a diet question more than a, like, the hamstring ACL thing? That doesn't mean you fart more, right?
No, it's a way of saying I need to do Pilates for it.
Maybe don't drink beer and eat red meat and beans the night before you've got Pilates.
Right.
Maybe have some Google food that doesn't make you fart.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat that.
Okay. Or just find the most, you know, low status person in the class. go next to them and fart and blame it on them.
That's true. Here's what you do. Here's what you do, right?
Hmm.
You get a text tone that is the sound of a fart.
Right.
And then you have it go off a few times in a session.
To normalise it.
To normalise it. And people go, oh, that's such a ridiculous. They'll go, oh, lol. He's got a fart alert when he gets a text.
Yeah.
And then when you need to fart, oh, text.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
So people will just think you're getting a text message.
Yeah.
An SMS.
So when you genuinely fart, they'll be like, was that your phone? And
they'll
be
like,
but what if they dig deeper? They go, what was it?
What was the text?
Message from my wife. She's
mum's dead.
Yeah, mum's dead.
No, it's okay. Carry on. It's fine. I can wait. She's still going to be dead after the Pilates class.
Oh, the test results are back.
Yeah.
But
continue.
Right. Yeah. We've given you a multitude, a plenitude.
Don't say we don't help.
No.
Next letter. Dear EBP, since moving into London 2 years ago, I've fallen head over heels for this city. It's beautiful and rude. It sounds like a Woody Allen. Since moving to London 2 years ago, I have fallen head over heels for this city. It's beautiful and rude and I don't want to leave.
Right.
It's beautiful and rude and I don't want to leave. However, within these 2 years, I've had 3 different jobs, and from each one, I've either had the threat of redundancy or have been made redundant.
Jeez.
I know this seems so unlucky, or just that I'm really bad at jobs, but it seems to be the same for a lot of my friends, where London has treated them in a pretty shit way. I have been considering getting a bar job and just working out my days in London on a minute. That's like he's an ex sort of CIA killer who's retired. I'm just working out my days building boats, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been considering getting a bar job and just been working out my day and just working out my days in London on minimum wage and being happy rather than on a decent wage and hating my life.
Right.
Any thoughts or advice for someone looking to be brave and make a decision to focus on their happiness rather than their wallet?
Right. Does this person ever worked in a bar?
Well, I don't know.
Because I haven't. It's hell. Like, if you think that working in, you're working for minimum wage, you're going to be working, I don't know, like 10-hour shifts.
Yeah, it does suck.
And it's going to be 3 deep at the bar and someone's going to kind of get that.
You're going to get some
everyone's
shit.
Someone's going to get pissed off at you because they ordered the onion rings and they didn't arrive.
And you put lemonade in instead of tonic
because
you weren't really thinking.
And you're just going to get... After, like...
And that London doesn't tip.
No, London doesn't tip.
That's an interesting point, yeah. Do you stay in a job you hate that where you can easily make money? Or go do something that... I mean, if you've... Okay, if you've worked in a bar, you'll know if you enjoy it or not. And if you enjoy it, go do it.
Mm.
If you haven't done it, then maybe try it. Try a few shifts while you've still got the job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is great advice.
Right.
I'm nailing it. Stay in the job... Do a couple of weekend shifts, busy in a busy place where you're going to get given shit by some guy in a jacket, you know, his collar up.
Mr. Jacket.
And his fucking brown leather shoes and his blue jeans.
Jacket potato.
Right?
Yeah.
He's going to give you shit. Excuse me. This isn't what I ordered.
Probably clicks at you as well.
I was next.
Yeah, he clicks.
Wait, hello, excuse me. You know, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That fucking guy.
With
his curly hair that's sort of slicked back, but curly.
Yeah.
You know? It's got a, what's that when it's called a badge on their blazer? What's that called?
Like a blazer badge.
Yeah, but it's like sewn on, you know, because they went to a certain place where their parents paid their fucking debt for them.
Yeah, a little coat of arms.
And then they joined. They went fucking did a sport in a team,
mm-hmm.
and then they went traveling, and then they never had to worry. And then we got on the housing market. Look at my house. No, you didn't get on the housing market. Mm. Your parents gave you money, right? Shut the fuck up.
And now he's giving you shit.
Shut up.
At a bar.
Yeah, go do that. And if you still enjoy it, quid's in.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend the rest of your days, see out the rest of your days, working behind a bar. But you've tried everything before you jump ship.
I'd say stick with the rubbish job that earns more money, then just save up your money.
Yeah, just take that extra money from a job you hate and go buy penny sweets. Because they're awesome.
Yeah, and you get a lot of them.
Yeah, you get...
You get 100 penny sweets per pound.
For a pound.
Which feels great.
Yeah. Gummy bears.
You can get, yeah,
cherries. Milk bottles.
Sherbet things.
The caterpillars are 5p, but they've got sugar on them and they're bigger.
Right.
Yeah, do that.
Just, yeah. Buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Gelatinous.
Buy in bulk.
Penny sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next letter.
Good. I think we nailed that one. Pretty confident.
Dear EPP, I've been invited canoeing next weekend by my brother-in-law.
Awesome.
He's an adrenaline junkie. And he and my sister rarely invite me to things. He obviously knows how to reach out and how to get... he's obviously trying to reach out and to get to know me better since they got married earlier this year. Thing is, I hate outdoor sports and he's a bit of a bellend. He's not a bad guy, but he does think he's more interesting than he is.
Right.
And I don't fully understand his need to constantly do all this outdoor intense stuff, but not that I'm judging. Basically, I want to go as a gesture to my family, but would rather stay home and dry. And canoeing looks so boring. What should I do? P.S. When's the next Kenneth's release? Can't wait to see you in June. June with two N's.
Right, Jun.
We just finished an EP, a new record.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing some of those songs in June. So I look forward to seeing you there.
The EP is called Canoe.
The EP is called Canoe Trip.
Canoe Trip. With a bell end.
It's a romantic theme record. It's called Canoodling.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's called how to seduce a partner at sea. It's called Canoodling.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Comes with a free canoe. The record costs $4,000.
Yeah.
But it comes with a free canoe.
You get a canoe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't really get canoeing anyway.
What? You get to float on a...
I remember doing it at school when we had to go do a... I did like a Easter summer camp or something. Basically, you know that thing where your parents pay 35
so they can have sex. So they can have the run of the house and have sex.
I don't think they wanted to have sex. I think my parents just wanted to mutually hate each other alone.
Right.
Rather than have to hate each other in front of us.
Okay, I see.
You know? And one of them was canoeing. And we went out and there was this guy whose name was like fucking Joel. I don't know. Something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. He's like the adrenaline guy, and all the girls really fancy him. And he was probably only 16.
The guy who's thoroughly peaking at that moment.
Yeah,
because Joel right now is not peaking. Joel
and he
right
goes now out is... in the canoe, and he's got that like skirt that goes over the canoe.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then they go, and they're like, very important kids, right? If your canoe rolls, mm-hmm. Joel's going to show us what to do. And Joel just rolls his canoe so he's underwater, and then just swings himself back up, but does it like 10 times.
Yeah, just to make a point.
And that's what you do in case you roll. And they just showed us something. They were like, I was like 8 years old.
Yeah,
and they just showed me what to do in case, well, like I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking in my age, just being like, well, how about I just don't go in the canoe? Because I don't want to go in the canoe.
Mm-hmm.
How about I just stay here and eat my packed lunch?
Right.
I noticed that I've got a blackcurrant Capri Sun today. So
right.
I won.
Yeah.
And a trio bar.
Yes.
So.
And also you'd feel so stupid if you're upside down in the canoe and you died. Do you know what I mean? The last few moments before you went, you'd be like, ah, I feel stupid now. You'd feel a bit stupid, wouldn't you? Not only am I about to die, but I'm upside down in a canoe.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
That's good. You know, it's not a good feeling.
Don't go. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Be honest with him. Just go, I appreciate that you're reaching out, but I think that's a silly sport.
Well, don't judge a sport. Just say, look, you know. Why don't we just do a quiz?
What's
the relation? What's his relation? His brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Right. Why do you keep repeating
what I'm
saying?
Because you keep asking me.
So brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Right.
Right.
Can you stop? Stop it.
Stop what?
But what does his sister feel?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't in the letter.
Right.
But I would imagine she feels like it was probably an afterthought for her. He probably went, I'm going to do a really nice thing and my wife will like me more. He'd probably done something bad.
Yeah.
And was trying to make it up to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he'd fucked up something that they were meant to do together.
Yeah.
And he went, ugh, better make this up to her. All right. How about I invite your brother canoeing with me next week so I can get to know him better because I feel like we haven't really connected yet.
Right.
She was like, yeah, that'd be nice. So he was less in her bad books.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
See? So he probably invited you for empty reasons anyway.
Right. Does your sister worry about you? It was like they had that conversation. I'm really worried about my little brother. he has no core strength.
Yeah, he hasn't found himself.
He's never been in a canoe.
Yeah.
Never been in a canoe
I'm really
before.
Worried about
is
what...
It, and he just stops eating his, well, I don't know, shreddies. Just what? He's never been in a canoe. Fuck. That's it.
I'm really worried about what Brian would do if we ever had to escape in a canoe.
In a canoe?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just reply saying, I hate canoes. Or but maybe, I'll come to the pub lunch afterwards.
Or maybe your sister wants to cheat on him and just needs you as a distraction.
There you go. If you ask your sister, yeah, are you trying to get him out of the house so that you can boff someone else? And if she says yes, take one for the team.
Yeah.
Go canoeing.
Yeah. And as she's cheating on him.
And you're hanging upside down in the water in a canoe.
Yeah. And he goes, where's your husband? He's like, he's in a fucking canoe.
There you go. That's right. It for the show.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for more nothing. Please leave us a review on the iTunes. Go click on the Purple Podcast app now.
Yeah, don't be a prick.
Just bottom right, it. Go to search.
Just do it.
Type in Excitable Boy.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Go to reviews. Write a review.
Leave something, you know, whatever.
Leave a review. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to subscribe.
Tell your friends.
Do that.
Walk into a room just laughing.
Yeah, and they go, what are you
and
listening to?
What are you laughing at? It's like, no, you're not even listening to it. You're just laughing. Oh, it's something I remember.
On a podcast.
On a podcast I heard.
What's the podcast about?
It's about nothing, really. You got to give it, you know, you got to stick with it because there's a humorous moment every 20 minutes. But it really makes you work for that moment. And
is it one of those really well thought out podcasts that's like a well written story and it's serialized?
No.
So is it like one of those ones where a celebrity goes really deep with another celebrity?
No, there's no one famous in it.
So
no.
Is it sort of like one of those shows where there's like sports personalities talking
about
crisps?
Not even that. It's just rough hewn.
So who are the two people?
It's just rough hewn bullshit hosted by two anonymous people.
Wow. That sounds rubbish.
It's awful. But, yeah, you know, give it a go.
And if you have any questions for the show, ebp@excitableboypodcast.co.uk. That's it. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, guys.
Ta-da.
Here comes some music. I like the poem called Why with a question mark at the end.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write a poem called Why with a question mark at the end?
At the end.
How'd you come up with the title Why with a question mark at the end? And I like the way every line ended with the word Why with a question mark at the end. Excitable boy, oh yeah. Hey, I'm working on this lyric. It's
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Well,
did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.